And so don't be fooled by the people that just come when you're down. And then also in the reverse, don't be fooled by the people that are there clapping for you and show up and tell you how amazing you are when you're on top of the world and everything's great either. There has to be a balance. For years, I struggled with toxic relationships and understanding my own emotions. I found myself repeating the same cycles with different people and living in victimhood. I am Maria, your host, and I specialize in self-mastery coaching. I've spent the last few years working with various therapists in order to heal my own traumas and help others. This podcast is your dedicated resource for gaining emotional intelligence, nurturing self-awareness, and cultivating healthy relationships. If you're prepared to master your emotions, improve your relationships, and create captivating self-confidence, then this podcast is for you. Thank you for listening, and welcome to this week's episode. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode. I cannot believe we're in March already, and part of why I wanted to make this episode is because every year, it's my birthday in March, so every year around my birthday, I really just analyze where I'm at in life, especially because around 28, 29, I had a quarter life crisis going into my 30s and thinking that like the world was going to end because I wasn't where I needed to be and the people in my life didn't give me what I wanted. All these intense emotions came up for me before turning 30. And then after I hit 30, I was like, wow, I had all this fear. And actually, my 30s have been my best years yet. But the evolution of Maria has been a process, to say the least. And I'm turning 34 this month. And I realized that there's been a common theme here the last 2 years, especially. And this is just me being unapologetic about who I am, where I'm at, and where I'm going, and really being selective with who I allow in my energy, who I allow around me. I am very aware of who celebrates me, who loves me, who motivates me, who inspires me, and who does the opposite, who drains me, who kind of looks at me with a side eye, who really kind of almost wants my life and will make jealous comments or critical comments, or they impose their views on me or their fears in me. And so I've been very selective, especially the last year, I would say even more so, on who I allow in and who I don't. And even with clients, I've done this with clients and setting some boundaries and some standards and just holding true to them in all areas. And so I'm going to talk about my own unapologetic up level, and I want to give you guys permission, especially if you're a woman and you're listening to this. We're so afraid sometimes to up level in life because we're scared we're not going to be liked, or we're going to lose people, or we're going to make people uncomfortable, or we might not even know what it's going to feel like. And so we play small, we don't go all in, we allow people to put their fears on us and take on other people's opinions and thoughts, and we make them our own. So I'm here to give you permission to let all that shit go and be unapologetic about your up level and who you're meant to be on this earth. Because playing small, doing things so people can like you, saying the things that you want your friends to hear, and never really growing or evolving, it's not going to serve anyone. This is not why you came into this world. This is not what you were meant to be. You were meant to do great things and live a life that's fruitful and abundant and great and big and amazing and all of the things. And so I've done a purge of friends a few times in my life, especially when I was going through therapy and I was going through the intense evolution of Maria. Now I'm just kind of like keeping up and healing, but in different modalities, where before I was like unleashing, unraveling, and really just like opening up all these different layers of myself to get to like the core of who I am. And now that I know who I am and all those friends were purged, like all the people that I kept around for reasons like I've known them forever because I didn't have a family growing up that was close. Like my sisters and I were never close. It was just me and my mom, and she kind of controlled all my relationships. I kept friends around just because I was like, well, I've known them for so long. Or I would be heartbroken if a relationship ended because I knew them for so long. And I would be friends with people that I wanted to save or help. And anyone that didn't really bring anything into my life in the sense of, are you bringing good energy into my life, good motivation, a good mindset? Are you expanding my mindset? Are you increasing my energetic capacity as a human? All those friends I purged a few years back. And even though I still have some really like great friends that I've had for years, those aren't even friends that I talk to on a regular basis. And when we do, I try to make it really positive and amazing, like help them and they help me. And what I realized too is that when we hold on to friends because we feel like, well, we've known them forever, or we're high school friends with them, or they've seen me through all these stages of life and they've been there for me and they've done all these things, and we hold on to them for the wrong reasons, they become weights and anchors in our life. Because some people are going to be meant to stay where they're at, and they won't ever up level, or they won't change very much, or they'll stay stuck in a negative cycle, in a negative self-belief, in pain and hurt and shame and guilt. And that's their own journey to go through. And so if you're in an up level, if you're wanting more, if you're ready for more, and you want to increase your energetic capacity, and you're ready to just hit all these different levels, those people are going to be anchors. Because anytime you come to them and you talk to them about your life, your dreams, your aspirations, they're going to put their own fears and their own beliefs onto you. And so they're going to anchor you down. They're going to be weights that are going to be in your life. And then you keep them around only because they've been around forever. And there's this like codependent attachment. And you think that if you let them go, then that means that no one really cares about you, and no one's going to value you as a friend or be there by your bedside when you're dying. You know, we create all these like fear-based stories in our lives. And I think there's beauty in understanding that people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I heard this saying a few years back, and I think it made more sense, and it resonated with me so much because, like I said, I would hold on to people in romantic relationships and friendships, as coworkers, whoever, for the wrong reasons, because I needed this sense of I wanted to belong. I needed people to know that I had my back. I needed people that were on my corner and that valued me, because I didn't have that growing up, because I didn't have a family, because I didn't have that consistency. And so when I started seeing things that way, like a season, right? What happens in a season? A season is spring, fall, winter, summer. And amazing things happen, but each season has its purpose. Fall, we're releasing, we're shedding. In the spring, we're growing, we're evolving. In the fall, we retreat, we go inwards. In the summer, we're out more, we're vibrant, we're in the sun. So every season has a reason and a place. And so if you start seeing people as seasonal in your life sometimes, or they come in for a reason, we learn a lesson from them, we're able to just have more compassion for where they stand in our lives instead of forcing this idea that they have to be a forever friend or a lifetimer. And also having an unapologetic up level is knowing that not everyone deserves to be a lifetimer. Not everyone deserves to be in your life forever, whether that is family members or friends or coworkers or romantic relationships. And so when you understand that nothing outside of you is going to bring you the true happiness, that safety, that love, that unconditional being there for you like you can give yourself all of these things. When you start doing that for yourself, you start giving to yourself, everyone else becomes an extra amazing bonus on top of that. But when people go through their season in our lives, we have to know that that was just a season and that was beautiful and they were here to teach us something. Maybe some people weren't even here to teach us anything. Maybe we were there to teach them something. And that's it. There doesn't have to be this big explosion. There doesn't have to be this big reveal of let's not be friends anymore and you hurt me and make the other person the villain and the bad guy, because we have to almost create these narratives so that we feel good about ourselves and we don't feel guilty that we're releasing people out of our lives. Because in some way, if you've been abandoned and you know what that feels like, you don't want to abandon somebody. And so we have to make them the bad guy in order to feel better about ourselves. And so I want you to start thinking of things like that and people in your life like that. And I know it sounds a little heartless, but it's really not, because it's protecting your energy. And when you really decide that your energy is the biggest frequency and you're working so hard on your energy every single day, you're showing up for yourself, you're respecting yourself, you're giving to yourself, you're working on your limiting self-beliefs, you are consistently growing, you're consistently taking a step further in your life, and there's people that are not doing the same, those people don't belong in your life. Or at least they don't belong in your day-to-day interactions and your day-to-day communication, because those people will wear you down. And so it's knowing and having enough discernment to know who to share what with. And it's not about hiding things because you think like they're not going to be happy for you. No, you'll start seeing who is happy for you, who's actually going to get it. I have friends for different things. And I have removed myself energetically from a lot of friends because when I've talked to them, they're in victimhood or they're stuck. I can experience how stuck they feel. And I'm sure people have removed me from their life in the past because I was stuck or we just don't resonate, right? Where I'm at and they're at, we're not, our values don't align. We're not seeing the same way. This goes both ways. And so removing yourself energetically, there doesn't have to be an explosion. There doesn't have to be a big anger match, or you don't have to make the other person a bad guy. But you do have to start protecting everything you're working for, all those things that you're showing up for yourself daily, how you're treating yourself. Because if you allow people to stay in, they're going to come slowly rot that energy. And I want to talk also about standards and boundaries, because as women, we go to two extremes. Again, we're either too nice and we just take, we're doormats, we don't say anything, or we blow up, we're volcanic, we explode. We feel like there has to be this big argument. And we're finally standing up for ourselves. I'm a woman. Hear me roar. Like, look at me. I'm a badass. And that doesn't make you a badass. And neither does staying quiet. And so the beauty is having standard and boundaries. But you can only create standards and boundaries if you have them not only within yourself, but you understand yourself well enough to know what those standards and boundaries are. I am so thankful that I have clients now. But if my clients would have came to me a year ago when I was not ready and I had no clear boundaries or standards, I was creating them. I was up-leveling in that way when it came to like business and who I allow in my energy field. I would have overgiven. I would have been resentful. I would have been exhausted. I would have been energetically depleted. I would have been all the things that I've done in the past in romantic relationships. I would have done in client relationships. And so I'll talk about my own personal experience, and I hope you can start thinking about what are your boundaries and your standards. My standard of living is I have to show up for myself. My boyfriend knows this. I know this. The people in my life, I live with my nieces right now, they know this. They know I show up for myself every single day. I make that a priority. I eat healthy. I meal prep. I do things that are going to make me feel good. I show up for myself in every morning by going to the gym and working out or moving my body, because I know that puts me in an elite mental space so that I can conquer the day, so that I could work, so I can work with my clients, so I can have the energetic capacity to be a great romantic lover, so I can be a great friend, so I can be a great aunt to my nieces, so I can be all these great things and feed my relationships that are important to me. And so showing up for myself, it's an absolute standard in my life. Another one that I've created, and this has been just recently because I do work from home, and for a while there, I wasn't just taking care of myself. I wasn't like putting on a little bit of makeup or my moisturizer or having like a face routine. I had let it go for like a good few months. And I was like, why am I not taking care of myself? So I have a non-negotiable daytime and nighttime routine, because I am telling myself I am worthy of looking good, feeling good, and being presentable. I also keep my space, my car, my room, my home in pristine standards. I don't wait for somebody to come over for me to do this. I don't wait for, a special occasion to clean my room. I make sure that my area, my space is clean and it's organized, because I deserve that. I deserve and I'm worthy of a clean space. I am worthy of feeling good. And I also realized that this goes along with the standards. I realized that when I feel good and I compound the feel good feelings, so let's say I wake up, I go work out, I feel good. I'm listening to something that's going to inspire me, motivate me, and help me grow. I'm feeling even better. I come home, I shower, I exfoliate. I do, my skincare. I do a little bit of makeup just to feel good. I'm compounding. Ooh, now I'm going to go and spray like perfume I like. Even if I'm home, I smell good for me and that feels amazing. I put a little perfume on. I put a matching little like casual outfit on. No one's going to see me except for people on Zoom, but I feel good doing this. So I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to go write like my to-do list and I'm going to check those off and that's going to feel good. It's the micro things we do for ourselves. And those are the standards that I've created in my life. In the past, I've let go of them in some seasons of my life. And now I'm bringing back and they're non-negotiables now. And so everyone in my life knows this that's close to me, because I won't compromise them. I won't say, well, I'm too busy or I'm too tired. None of that's going to happen anymore because I have a standard. Now, this is my standard. I'm respecting myself enough to know that that's my standard. And then another standard I have is I don't let energy vampires in my life. If somebody feels draining emotionally and mentally after I leave a conversation with them or after I talk with them, this used to happen to me a lot before. And now it doesn't happen as often because I've created this like bubble of energetic protection. But if those people come into my life, I set a really hard boundary of like, you're not getting in my life. That is just my standard. I need my energy. I need to protect it. And so if people are in their victimhood, if people are always complaining to me, I don't even take them as clients, to be honest with you, because I know where I'm at right now and what my energetic capacity is. Doesn't mean that I won't take them as clients later. But right now, where I'm at in life, I can help somebody grow and evolve, but not if they can't even have enough self-awareness to see where they're falling short in life or where they can improve on. when clients come to me and they're in that state, they're like, you know what? I want more. I have self-awareness, but I want more. And I feel like I'm missing something. Something's off. I'm like, great, let's do it. I've got you. I'm going to walk alongside of you and I'm going to help you because I know exactly where you're saying and I know exactly how you feel. And let's go find these blind spots of yours. But people need to have enough self-awareness. And this is a standard in my life as well. I wouldn't be with my boyfriend if he didn't have self-awareness. I just couldn't do it. Like, if you don't have enough self-awareness, you just don't belong in my life. Because if you lack self-awareness as a human, you're going to need me to validate you. You're going to need me to tell you that the shitty behavior that you're provoking in other people or that you're interacting with is okay. And I can't do that. I just don't have the energetic capacity. And I don't care to mother people anymore. I don't care to give to other people, like, in that sense. And so once we start feeling like, okay, I feel really good. So this is going to feel awkward at the beginning. You having these standards, you're almost going to feel not worthy and like there's something wrong with you. Like you're being too high maintenance. Your standards are too high. You're going to push everyone away. No one's going to love you. No one's going to understand them. And again, it's how you approach them. It's how you interact with people. It's how you talk to people or how you don't talk to people. Sometimes energy says it all. And like I said, you don't have to have this big blowout and this big fight with people to energetically remove yourself from their lives. And so when you start saying things from a place of groundness, I can tell my boyfriend, hey, I feel really good when I work out every morning. It sets a tone for my day. That's me setting a boundary with him in the sense of like, hey, you know that if I don't show up for myself, I'm not going to be in the best place. And it has nothing to do with him. It's not me telling him, hey, I don't have time for you. I need to go show up for myself. No, it's, hey, because I get to show up for myself, I am a better girlfriend. I show up better in our lives. I show up as better everything. And he understands that. Same thing with friends. There's been friends that like have wanted to be in my energy field, especially the more I up level, I've realized this. And I almost didn't want to talk about this in this episode because I'm like, are people going to be are able to relate? And I've had enough conversations with like colleagues and other people in the coaching space, and they feel the same way. When you're energetically up leveling, you're speaking differently, you're thinking differently, you have increased your capacity. People feel that. People that have known you in the past feel that. They see the shift. And if they're not feeling that shift in their own lives, they're going to come and want to feel your energy and have you around because they feel like that's going to be expansive for them. This is for you to have enough discernment and ask yourself, is it worth it for me? Does my energy expand with this person? And it has nothing to do with where they're at in life, whether they're successful or they're not successful, or they have money or they don't have money. It has nothing to do with the outside stuff and everything to do with the inside stuff, the self-awareness, the energetic capacity, how aware they are with themselves, all of it. So I want you to have enough discernment and ask yourself, well, what does this person bring to me? Can this person help me as well? It's an energy exchange, and there's nothing wrong with this. To say that everything is not an energy exchange is a lie. We exchange our time for money. There has to be an exchange, because if you're just giving, 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 it's going to get draining, and you need to be able to receive as well. So everything's an energetic exchange. It doesn't have to be the same, though. And so the way I give to some of the people in my life, or even other colleagues, like I said, and coaches that I talk to, we're the same, but we're different. And so I can give them perspectives on their emotions and their relationships, and they can give me great perspectives on business and things that are not my forte, that they're not my zone of genius. And same thing in romantic relationships. Energetically, it's a beautiful exchange what I have with TJ. And we're the same, but we're also different. We give to each other in different ways, and we feed each other in different ways. It has to be an exchange, and it doesn't happen every single time, right? There's times where I'm going to give more, he gives more. But at some point, you're going to feel that exchange and that energetic shift, that back and forth. And so just analyze, who in your life are you allowing and keeping around for the wrong reasons, and who doesn't belong in this up level, and be unapologetic about it. Set those standards, set those boundaries, and know that regardless of how they feel about them, that's on them and not on you. And when you start practicing this, you start getting better at it. You gain more confidence, and you also realize who's there for the right reasons and who's there for the wrong reasons. If you set boundaries and standards with people and you say, hey, I just don't have time. Like, I have all these things going on right now. I'm valuing my time different right now. I would love to get together, but it's going to have to be in the next few months. Or I don't have time for that. Or, hey, I really enjoy our relationship and where it's at, but I need to have these boundaries, and like, I can't speak to you every day. I can't have you just, you know, emotionally dump on me when you say all these things and you say it from a loving, grounded place, not in an attackful way, and you don't just stay quiet because you want to preserve the relationship, when you start practicing that, you realize, okay, who's going to be able to actually acknowledge that, have the self-awareness that, okay, maybe they're doing something in your life that isn't bringing you joy or good energy. And they're able to say, okay, I got it. Like, I understand. I see where you're at. Noted. If people respect that, they deserve a place in your life. Those are the ones that become the lifetimers. Those are the ones that become the people that you want to create a life with, that you want to see every season of their lives. And they're ready to see all the seasons of your life. They're not only there for you in the lows or only the highs. And let's talk about that, actually, because this happened to me a few times when a lot of stress and anxiety and bad, like quote unquote, bad things would happen in my life. There's a lot of people that will come into your life and they're trying to save you and help you. And they're like, wow, oh my gosh, you're going through that. I'm here for you. Don't worry. I'm here for you. Misery loves misery. And even though this feels at the moment like it's great, oh my gosh, I'm getting so much help. People are loving on me. People are here for me. But all these people came out of like the woodworks. They weren't really here for me when I was happy. They weren't asking me like, hey, how are you? I see you're happy. You're doing great. It's so amazing. When they're not there for you for the good times, but they're only there for the bad times or the times where you seem miserable or you're going through a hard time, those are also energetic vampires, just in a different way. When people are unhappy with their lives and they find an opportunity or a reason to latch onto somebody else that might be going through a rough time and is not happy themselves, they will latch onto this. As women, if you realize like the cycles that we have as women, because I just went through this last year when I was single, there was friends that I just like had fun with, but they didn't really bring anything into my life. And I had to release one of those friends, actually. And I realized that when I made myself a priority, when I said, hey, this is what I need to do for myself, and that person didn't respond well, I realized that that person was just there because I was going through a rough time and being single and like in this gray area of like, do I want to be in a relationship? Where am I at? And they were in the same space, but they can feel my energetic shifts and capacity. And so they wanted to just latch onto that and just be in a poor state of mind and be negative and talk poorly about their exes and all these things. And so when I started saying, hey, this doesn't match with me, this doesn't resonate with me, and that person didn't receive it well, I was like, well, I know exactly where that person lands in my life. And so don't be fooled by the people that just come when you're down. And then also in the reverse, don't be fooled by the people that are there clapping for you and show up and tell you how amazing you are when you're on top of the world and everything's great either. There has to be a balance. There has to be a middle ground. If a friend's really a friend, they're checking in on you when you're doing amazing and when you're doing not so good. I have friends that I don't talk to every single day, but they'll send me love and light when I'm going through a rough patch, and they'll send me love and light when I'm doing great. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, you look so happy. I'm so happy for you. Those are the messages and those are the things that mean the world to me, because I'm not that friend, right? That was another standard I had to like really create in my life, is that I've never been the girl that can talk to their girlfriends every single day or have a best friend where they're like constantly talking. I do have one friend that we talk a lot more than any other, but we keep each other in check. And so it's not draining. I can't do the, oh my gosh, listen to my drama. Like, this is my life. I used to do that because I thought that's what girlfriends did, and I never had a close friend. So I was like, well, I guess I have to do this, but it's not my life. I actually get really emotionally drained when people emotionally dump on me, send me long messages, do all these things. I have to be in a good energetic space. And I've learned that I won't even respond to that if I see a long voice memo or anything until I'm in the right energy, until I'm ready to receive it or be open to it, because I can't do it often. And I exert so much energy in so many different areas of my life that are valuable to me and important to me that I only have so much to give in other areas. And so get really clear about your boundaries. Get really clear about your standards, not only your personal standards you have for yourself, but then also the ones you have for other people. The more you create boundaries and standards with yourself and you give yourself standards and boundaries, if you say you're going to do something, you do it. If you respect yourself more, if you do all these things, you will inevitably attract people that do the same, and the other people will just fall off energetically. So be unapologetic about your up level. I hope if you listen to this, this gave you permission to just be. No one's here to judge you. No one on this earth is meant to judge you. If people are judging you, that's on them. People judge what they don't understand, and you're not here to be understood by everyone. You're amazing and just the way you are, and you deserve an up level. You deserve the life that you want to create, and not everyone's there for that journey. Not everyone's going to be a lifetimer. So really get clear on all these things that we talked about on this episode and go be unapologetic on your up level. I hope you guys have an amazing March. I love March. Always great things happen for me in March. So I'm excited to see what happens to me this year, what happens for me this year. Because every birthday, ever since I got out of that funk of thinking that 30 was going to be the worst, I've opened myself up and energetically to so much, especially around my birthday. So go be the best version of yourself. And I will talk to you guys next week.